Hi, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and a Girl. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are here to recap the show that you love, that we all love to listen to, and we love that you love to listen to us, loving to listen to it. It's Last Week on Keith and a Girl. We're here with your faves. What's going on, Keith and Hamda?
Hello, I'm back in the studio. It's studio mode me. Do I sound different?
Yes, in the good way, I think. Yeah, a little different, a little different. But you better. I mean, we put so much money into those studios in our house. you better sound different than being in the Dominican Republic. First of all, happy Martin Luther King to Karen and happy Martin Luther King Day to Rod as well.
Thank you. We took off
Keith and the Girl today in honor of Martin Luther King, but the VIP people, they don't put up with that bullshit. So here we are.
They're not woke.
Right.
No. they paid extra to hit the snooze button one time. So
y'all can start at 5:17 today.
Instead of 5:15. Did you guys see the new Martin Luther King? Of course you did, right? The new Martin Luther King statue in Boston?
Yeah. Yes. I do not know who did that, but they didn't like do the angles, like the outside angles, because it looks like somebody is having a sexual experience.
It's supposed to be when Martin Luther King won the Nobel Peace Prize, him and his wife Coretta were hugging each other, and somehow it's supposed to be two arms around each other. But honest to God, it's what Karen just said. It looks like a dick with two hands over the pee hole, like his arms and hands are too big to masturbate. It's very, very, there's no heads. It's no pun. There's no human heads. It's very, very odd.
I like how if you go on Twitter, especially Black Twitter, if you look at different angles, there's different ways of it being bad. There's one angle that looks like a dude is going down on somebody.
Yes.
And he has his hand on her thigh.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, bust it open, baby.
Yeah. Why would they have this one be the most left for interpretation?
Right.
Why wouldn't this be the clearest? I mean, they said Black Lives Matter is too wide, right? But now we're like, okay, look, when we get a little like nuance, look what happens. Everyone loses their mind. Just be clear. Black man, statue, did good, thumbs up. That's it. That's it. All this extra shit.
Who made these decisions, because I'm like, y'all, it's like if it would have been taller or higher, like it's almost like they chopped it off in the middle of the 3D printout instead of giving us the whole printout where they like stopped halfway through and they was like, that's enough. That's the budget. And everybody's like,
You know what's weird is like, I mean, as a Black dude who's the sculptor, I went to DC before and we already have a really dope Martin Luther King statue.
We do.
Why aren't we at Martin Luther King saturation? I feel like there's other Black people that need statues. And now because we have so many MLK statues, we're out of ideas. We're like, just do the arm. No one's done that before.
Throw a leg or two in there.
Well, Karen, you say about the budget, it was a $10 million sculpture raised by, you know, crowdfunding, that kind of thing, private and public. $10 million. And the cousin of Coretta King is like, it looks like a fucking penis.
Yeah, yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's a lot of money for everybody to go to turn 10 and be like, "Daddy likes your dick."
Right. Well, here's the thing. Now he seems a little right wing. This cousin Seneca Scott, for example, he says the woke algorithm is just broke. It's okay. So you hate to agree with fucking weirdos too. You know what I mean? Oh, it's like, God damn it, it does look like a dick, but don't tell me go woke, go broke. God damn it.
Yeah.
he says the mainstream media was reporting on it like it was all beautiful because that's what they were told to say. But then when it came out, a little boy pointed out, quote, "That's a penis." And everyone was like, "Yo, that's a big old dong, man." If you had showed that statue to anyone in the hood, they would have been like, no, absolutely not.
It's also weird. It bothers me so much that you just read that it was the money was raised by the people. No.
Yeah.
$10 million was wasted to create a masturbatory metal. Well, that's what our statues, right? This is really masturbatory.
It's weird that
we didn't mean to.
Right.
It's weird that there's branches of his family, the King family, who do make money off of being conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like two or three of them that just like go to rallies and be like Martin Luther King's granddaughter. And and it's just like, why are you at the MAGA rally? It's like, that's where the check's coming from. And they know my daddy.
That's
so,
who paying the bills.
Yeah, Trump is right. Got my check. All right, y'all have a good one. Martina Luther King out. I'm out.
Mm. Right. Who's that right wing weirdo that he's all, you know, against transgender, all this stuff. And he was tweeting out his complaints about the movie Knives Out, the new one, Glass Onion. And he's like, yeah, how's it a whodunit? I'm supposed to follow it. And then halfway through, you're like, oh, actually, none of that is real. And like he was really upset. And I'm like, God damn it. I hated the movie, too. But motherfucker, now I got to keep it a secret.
Same, big thing. I haven't read that thread yet, so I'm gonna keep my truth alive.
Right?
Yeah, that's sad. Once I see Tucker Carlson out there being like, "Points were made," I'll believe.
It's time to eject.
Right. But I forgot to ask y'all, which episodes are we covering? Because I heard on the show we're covering some episodes, and Bianca is covering some last week episodes. I have the first three from the, you know, that we would have done, and then I left the last three for her, even though I have listened to most of those.
We'll do it that way. Perfect.
Good. Oh, okay. Thank God, because that could have been really awkward if y'all were like, you got to do the last one too, and I'm like, fuck, well, we'll be doing a live listening, and we'll be commenting as we play it.
Right.
Also, another reason Keith and the Girl is on timeout today is because the audience is on timeout. I heard back the last two shows we did, and there's some inserts that I played, and there was an echo, and nobody told me. So right now, they're on timeout.
Listen. Y'all know
we're a team, people. We're a team.
He's y'all a know he could hear the light coming through the sound.
Yeah.
Stay on top of this bullshit and let him know what's happening.
Well, somebody had their blinds open. Let me know, people. But I fixed it, by the way. And I hope people think they're crazy when they rehear it. They're like, must have been my fault. But still, come on. We're a team, everybody.
Yes, yes. Let him know what is happening and what is going on.
Don't worry that he'll yell at you first and right. then thank you. You know, yeah. don't worry that like you'll be the one to give him bad news. Send an anonymous email if you mm-hmm. are so inclined to feel away when Keith yells.
Actually, pre-curse him out. Like, you know, hey, fuck your show. You got to echo it 3 minutes in, and then. That way, when he cusses you back out, you like, that's fine.
Yeah,
I got mine.
Yeah. I don't give three shits about this, but this sound is terrible, Keith.
It's a risk, but I mean, you're going for 1,000 points. That's going to be a risk.
Karen, you were about to say something. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to tell him that I'm sorry I emailed you during your wonderful vacation in the Dominican Republic to be like, I don't got a schedule, so I apologize about that. I know that's not a big thing, but I felt so bad.
You know what's weird is it looked like someone texted me into my email when you wrote me, and I was like, who is it? Didn't have a name, and I was like, this would be a very weird scam because it was like, do we have a last week schedule? And I'm like, it's got to be Karen. I don't know. I think he might have said, hey, baby, do we have a... And I'm like, that's got to be Karen. No, I actually appreciated it because I had forgotten that we didn't establish an exact time and date. So that gave me the good morning, hello, wake up. So I really appreciate it.
Because you have spoiled me. I'm not going to lie. Himda, for on the outside, Himda is on it. I'm normally we get like a month. We get like half of the year in advance. So I looked on the calendar. I was like, oh, shit, ain't no schedule. Wait a minute. Did I miss it? Where have I been? That's why I went into panic mode. My bad.
No, I like it. I like it. Thank you.
You think Himda ran out of the ocean, was like, motherfucker, let me take care of this.
I was like, I ruined her trip. Oh my God. They're having a good time. And I got this random ass email from me talking about the schedule. It's like, read the room, Karen.
Have to. You read the room. You read it just perfectly. Read it out loud in beautiful tone and voice.
Well before. Go ahead, Rod. Sorry.
I was going to say, well, we're all here now. And yes. For those behind the scenes, if this isn't on YouTube or somewhere you can see it, we're me and Karen are in New York and like in the same room because, you know, here in New York, you get one room. So we're recording this and I prepared for this eventuality. I was like, let me, you know, here's the equipment we need to bring. And Karen was coming up with some other stuff. I was like, you bring the rest. And then I fucking forgot to tell her to bring a microphone. So she gets here and, you know, I had everything else come through Amazon. I got every fucking cord. I got everything. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What are we going to do if you don't have a microphone? And shout out to the greatest city on the earth, because I just went on my Twitter and said, hey, New York, I don't have a condenser mic and I need one by like tomorrow at 5. Do your thing. And immediately people were like, go to B&H or go to like, it was like a little, it was a place that was only a mile down the road. Like
And you're lucky it's not a Jewish holiday because they pretend they're closed on those days. You know what you could, they're very religious. You can go on their website and buy the thing, but it won't be, it'll pretend you didn't buy it. Because it'll pretend you didn't. So you can put it on the cart, you can get it. But if it's Friday night to Saturday night, you can't buy it. Hmm. But you could still go on their working website. Yeah. So it's a good. Yeah.
I had no idea they were religious, but that explains so fucking much, because we were able to get like in and out of there in 5 minutes.
Oh,
it was the most efficient shopping experience I've ever had in my fucking life.
Oh, like, my gosh.
We ordered it online. They were like, come pick it up. I needed to get like a mic cable too. I walked in. I was just going to walk to the counter. Guy was like, stand right there. That's where the people stand when they need help. And I was like, that's smart. Every store should do that. When you go in Best
Buy. You got to follow the rules. Non-Jews to the right. And Jews to the left. We don't want to touch or get near you, other folks. Goys on one side, Jews on the other.
I couldn't even tell they were Jewish, but I should have known it was religious because it worked so well. And the only other place that works that well, Chick-fil-A. So it's something about religious people running business.
Yeah,
I don't want to run in the government, but these goddamn businesses, they two for two.
They were on it because it was one of those things where I guess being down south is a little different. And so when I came in, it was almost overwhelming when you come in. It's like everybody's moving everywhere. Everybody know what they're doing and you don't. But when you come in, it's like people standing around to like help you. And so when you walk in, I looked at Roz, I was like, oh my gosh, like what is happening? It is a lot. But once we went through that and we asked the lady, we was like, well, we bought something. Can we pay for it with the, while we pick up? She was like, you sure can. Went up there. He had a little machine. He was like,
they had, this is no exaggeration. They had like 30 registers open. 30 fucking registers open.
All running.
We never have that. Like if you go to a Walmart, like that's a suggestion. Like, yeah, 30. We made 30 registers. Two are open and the rest are self-checkout. Good luck, everybody.
You're on your own.
Oh, it was so good. It was like number 27 open, yeah, 13 open. I was like, look at this shit.
It talked to you and everything.
So shout out to New York, because that's why we're able to record today.
Y'all are efficient. Regardless of what people say, y'all was like, bitch, get your ass in here. Get your ass out of here. People got things to do.
Wow, wait until you try our pizza.
I'm into it. I think it's the water. The water makes the customer service better. I don't know.
By the way, Rod is in New York City because it's season 2 of HBO's Game Theory that he rates for. That's coming out Friday, the first episode. Yep. Is that correct?
Correct. Right after, I believe, Bill Maher, we come on for our first episode. This episode of last week is brought to you by HBO's Game Theory with Bomani Jones. Make sure y'all tune in if you got HBO Max. We're on there, too. We appreciate everybody that tunes in. We got 10 episodes this year instead of the 6 that we had the first year. We've made some changes in the delivery and the style of the show. So I think it's going to be even more fun than it was last year. And I thought we did a pretty good job for, you know, a bunch of new people.
It was great. Yeah, new people, you guys got re-upped and almost double the episodes. That's huge. For those who don't have HBO Max, first of all, good morning, even I do. Second, follow us on Twitter. I'm going to, you know, tweet out the password random. Look at Keith's face. Look at Keith's face. Just look at it. Just look at it. Just enjoy that. Yeah, right. Welcome to New York. No, I'm not tweeting out my password.
Well, we also like have social media and stuff in YouTube. So they'll put out episodes there and clips. So if you don't have HBO Max, follow Game Theory on all your social media platforms. It's mostly known as Game Theory HBO on these platforms. Follow it. And
he's not saying gay theory. He's saying game theory.
Game theory.
Yeah, that's the southern accent. I actually get to be in the crowd again, so I'm excited about like actually being in the studio audience because that's a different experience all on its own. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm a kind of, sort of, almost a New Yorker, kind of, because when I made my trip this time, it was a smoother trip. And the reason why I said it was a smoother trip, because the first time I landed, I got off that airplane and I had to walk 45 fucking miles to the baggage claim. I was like, when the fuck am I going to get there? I was tired. I was out of breath. I was like, what the fuck is going on? You were just walking and walking and walking. And then it was like, go up this one and go down this one. I was like, bitch, where is the bags? I just want my bags.
Let me ask you something, fellow New Yorker. Do you think the saying, if you make it here, means if you literally make it to here?
You know what? It does, because I don't know about JFK. I have never been to that one, but I was at LaGuardia, and that motherfucker is long as shit.
What was weird is that she landed in LaGuardia, but by the time she went upstairs and downstairs, she got out at JFK.
Right.
Yeah. And that's just, not many people get to do that on their first time.
As long as she didn't get... As long as she didn't get behind the counter like Keith. But the other thing I was thinking is your plane probably just went to a different gate.
Oh, it may have. It may have, bitch. I don't know. All I know was the first time I was like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to get to the end of this? It's like, it felt like a maze.
I've had that. I'm like,
passing me and...
Imagine you made the wrong turn, like how Keith does. Mm-hmm. Then it takes, what's double 45? 90 minutes, an hour and a half to get out of the airplane. And by the way, we just landed in LaGuardia. The doors open to the outside. As soon as we stepped outside, weed filled it. At the airport. That means people had it in their bag as soon as they left the airport. They lit up because until the cab station, it just was fresh smoked weed. I couldn't believe it.
And did you miss it because you weren't able to smoke abroad? Were you like home?
Of course. I mean, we had, you know, the reason why I fucking hate traveling, by the way. Any of the people who like airplanes, I would like to meet your mother and just... figure out what happened, because that's magical. And we went on Spirit. There's no anything on Spirit. If you want water, it's $4. It's four. I'm like, how about tap water? They're like, we can give you a cup of ice. I'm like, I'll just watch it melt. Thank you. $4 for the small water. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And they must be so used to people getting pissed because they are just straight faced as fuck. And they're like, whatever's coming our way, we understand. And I'm trying not to be sarcastic at people, but they go $4. And I go, of course. Yeah, sure. Why not? Because I didn't know what to say. It was, right. It was too different plane rides. The second one was 3 hours. All of a sudden they go, and by the way, you have to pay $200 because of your luggage. And we're like, what are you talking about? It fits in the thing. They're like, yeah, but that's the second one. I'm like, that's my purse. They're like, no, you can't get on. $200, then $4 for water. And they didn't say, I'm like, before, and I knew it before I got on the plane, I'm like, hey, are there drinks on the plane? And the guy goes, what kind of drinks? I'm like, okay, any of them. Okay, but okay. What kind of drinks? I'm like, I don't know, soda, water. He goes, yeah. By the way, there was all the drinks.
Of course.
Why did we have to decipher? Right. You know? What kind of drinks? Am I saying free drinks? Free drinks, sir. I didn't think to say free drinks. Thank you.
I don't want to butcher Yamanika Sanders' joke I saw on Instagram, but it was just so funny because she was like, everyone thinks Spirit Airlines is cheap, but they're making the most money. Mm-hmm. And she was like, because their business plan is brilliant. It's like, yeah, the ticket's $49. Oh, you want to land?
Right.
That's going to be another $150.
There is someone at the door to the bathroom going, how bad you want it?
Yeah. You want a seat? Oh, you wanted to sit the whole flight. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. You wanted those.
They was like, this bathroom does take Apple Pay.
By the way, speaking of getting lost in airports, I remember when the Tom Hanks movie The Terminal came out, and they're like, and he's stuck in an airport. And I'm like, I can relate. I didn't realize it was just, you know, red tape. He couldn't leave or he'd be arrested. But
me too. You know what, Keith? I will understand if you ever said you got lost at LaGuardia. And it, because that first trip was bad. So this time I was ready. Thank I had you. My walking shoes on. I controlled my breath. I was like, you know what? We're not going to be out of breath. We're not going to overheat. We're going to make it. And what was even better, I even mastered how to do the Lyft and Uber, because that first time I walked that side and saw every letter of the alphabet out there and all these cars parked around. I was like, the fuck is this? And I just walked up to a random dude out there that was probably Uber driver, and I showed him my phone. I was like, where is this at? But I got out there this time. I was like, okay, I know my letter. I know my alphabet. So I'm proud of myself. I was like,
you know what? You should be. You should be, because even as a New Yorker, when I get out of that airport in New York, I can't help it. I try to put on more of a New York face and more of a New York accent when I get into the taxi. I don't say, hi, how are you? I go, what's up? We're going to LIC. It's right by Court Square. Like, it just, I don't even mistake me from an out of towner. I do not want your clock fucking all of a sudden adding $100 because you don't think I know where I am. I know exactly where I am. I right away I go, let me know if you need directions. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I just don't want you to think I'm not from here. I want you to understand I'm going home. I fucking, you know, spin the keys in my hand. Like, it's good to be back here in New York, my hometown.
Yeah, you know that saying? That saying, when you wake up right away, boom, it's a great day. Anytime I make it home, it's a great day.
I'm sure Karen's version of being in New York is still full of hey babies and talking to people and stuff.
It is.
So I don't know. I don't know if she was past. She did get to see her first bodega cat. So I think that counts. And then
I did. I thought that was a myth. They real, y'all.
And then this year, for the first month I came back to New York, I stayed in like an actual like walk up with a radiator that won't, you can't, some y'all don't have central air or like anything you can do about it. It's just somebody somewhere in the building decides
the
how hot everybody
the
should
whole
be
building.
And I'm a person that typically just likes to keep it cool anyway, but like after walking from work up the stairs and into this fucking devil's den, it was amazing how many New Yorkers were like, yeah, that's New York, baby. Like, I was like, y'all sound like people that got abused. You know what
I mean? Yes.
Like, y'all sound like people that, it's like, that's what it is, living in the big city, man. You almost die every time you walk in the house. I'm like, that's not cool, man. I thought that was the greatest city on earth.
He had to buy a blanket for the heater and was like, bitch, cool down.
I did everything. I figured that shit out. I figured it out literally as I was leaving that Airbnb. So like the last week was the best week. I was like, oh, I can stay here. This is awesome. But before that, man, every day was a fucking struggle.
Well, congrats. How long are you there for?
I was there for a month, and then I'll be here for the last 3 months of my stay. But oh my God, y'all.
Four months total,
February,
you're saying?
March.
Yeah, four months total, yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to be here for KTG week?
Literally leaving like 2 weeks before. So well, like
that's dumb.
First Come or something. On. Well, maybe we get a show extended, someone get COVID and we could have to like delay some episodes. Who knows? Okay, let's keep our fingers crossed. But yeah, it was, it's been an experience, but I'm getting used to it. I'm glad to be working and all that stuff.
Yeah, we both getting adjusted, but one thing about me, and I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifference, I'm going to be, I guess, a Southern New Yorker, because y'all still going to get these hey babies, even though everybody look at me like, what the fuck this bitch talking about? I don't care. I don't care.
Every time we go somewhere, it's, excuse me, baby, and all that stuff, and I'm just like, she's not.
I feel like somehow a hey baby's going to save her life on the subway.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. Karen is just, you're yourself all day, and I feel like that just always works out, and that just keep on going with that. I had to slow down in the Dominican Republic. So there's like a buffet, and, you know, you're just used to being like, all right, yeah, put the thing on my plate, or like, you know, do the thing. But it's so much better when you go, hi, how are you? And in Spanish, hi, how are you? And then they go, good, how you doing? You go, good, that's great. And then it's
they talkers.
I will take one piece of beef. Then you go to like the pasta guy and you're just like, how are you today? I am good. How are you today? Good. Okay. How about this? But you did hear someone go, because people are treating these people like awful, awful, awful people. And so somebody spoke Spanish and, Xerxes heard, the guy on the line say, thank you for treating me like a human being. I mean, people on vacation. Check yourself. Not everyone is where you are mentally. Christ Almighty, look up for a second and know that these people live here and they are humans of the world. They are not just the robot handing you the thing that you need at the moment. Holy fuck. Thank you. That is my PSA. I get it. You're on vacation. Enjoy yourself. But throw a hey baby in there.
Well, speaking of how to treat people, it's time for our newest segment and a lot of people's new favorite segment, Minimum Rage.
Love it.
Oh, let's go.
Police. A Yakima man shoots up Taco Bell for being closed.
Okay. Could be worse.
Now, I do question the logic of his shooting, you know, because like who's going to get hurt and be. But I guess maybe he's sending a warning when the day shift shows up to be like, we should have been here where the man with the gun was. I don't.
Well, maybe, really it's, sure. Maybe it's siesta and that's the alarm or something like that. You know, I don't know. I'm on different time still.
He's under arrest for a drive-by shooting and threatening employees after police say he became enraged that a local Taco Bell was closed and wouldn't serve him. The Taco Bell employees say they were closing the restaurant. So they were inside. They were just done. They were hooking everything up. It was about 2 a.m. on a Friday. Now, I do feel like those are prime Taco Bell hours.
Right.
And so it is a little bit of like false advertising that Taco Bell is not open on a Friday when you're drunk with a gun at 2 a.m.
You know what you're serving.
Yeah, this is your lane, guys.
Are they the ones who are convincing us that there's a second dinner or some shit?
Fourth meal.
Yeah.
Big on
there we go.
Yeah, a lot of their slogans and their commercials, I don't know by heart, but there's stuff like, you know, we're always open or whatever, you know, like run for the border anytime.
Oh, they really are. They're the always open people. It says Taco Bell, always open.
So well, there you go.
Well, it's Friday night. Yeah.
Clack, clack.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you somebody was like, we should have just fucking served him. We should have just served him. Like, give us 10 minutes while we turn the grills back on.
They say he began pounding on the front doors of the restaurant saying he was going to break in. A few minutes after he left, the employees say they saw the pickup parked nearby. As one of the employees began to drive away, they said they heard a single gunshot. They called 911 saying the man was shooting at them. Police say they were quickly able to locate the pickup and detain the driver, 30-year-old David W. Sharp.
White.
I don't know his race. I don't have a picture. Doesn't sound just too sharp. Guess.
You know what I would have done if I was working there? I would have taken a bunch of sauce and threw them out the drive-thru window for him. People just want sauce.
Order. Yeah. They do that with every order anyway. Just throw this sauce on some McDonald's. You got Taco Bell.
Right. It's all the same.
Police say they were able to follow. Okay, so inside of the truck, police say they found a Sig Sauer 9mm pistol with a loaded magazine and a bullet chambered in the center console, a loaded .22 pistol in a pocket just behind the driver's seat, and a Glock 9mm pistol with an empty magazine on the rear passenger seat underneath an assortment of clothing.
Oh, did he have beef with the food? What is this?
No, he obviously works for a living. He's checking all the Taco Bells to see if they're open when they said they were, and he's got enough ammo for all the Taco Bells in the neighborhood. You are welcome.
This is the new secret shopper. Right.
I would not want him to be the secret shopper.
I noticed you didn't greet me within 2 minutes of seeing me. Clack, clack.
You didn't meet me in 60 seconds.
You know what? This is also like, okay, so there are movies. There's, I don't know if we know about the Bradley Cooper movie where he plays an enraged chef. You know, who comes back to make a comeback to get his second or third Michelin star or whatever. And like every movie like this, they talk about what the Michelin star people look for. And they will be, you know, they come in pairs, but one comes a half an hour before. And like, you know, they give all these clues where you kind of know that there's a Michelin person. One of the clues is that they will quietly put a fork on the floor right next to them so that it doesn't make sound. And so that they see how quickly you realize that there's a fork on the ground. And so who knows how real this is, or maybe they had to change it, you know, like, or they change it every year or whatever. But that's one of the things. So I think people go, yeah, that should be my restaurant experience. Mm. You should know when my fork is on the ground. You should know that you haven't greeted me. Like, I think the movies are letting us believe that weddings are simple and you're going to be the pretty, pretty princess and it's going to be a nice, easy day. And that every restaurant experience should be a fabulous and Cinderella-like experience. And it's just not.
A waiter stares at me when I'm eating. I go, take a picture. It lasts longer.
It is. The thing is, like, I could believe that for like a Michelin star restaurant. I can't believe it for Taco Bell. I feel like
Taco Bell.
We all know, like, we're all in on it. We know that it should. You should walk into Taco Bell and be like, "Oh, okay, y'all are gonna give me the food." That's a twist.
Things might be missing, but I will be eating.
I give you the money. You give me exactly what I ordered, and wow, this is an unexpected thing that I didn't think would happen.
Yeah, you know? 85% of it, and I'm doing good because most of the time we dig through the bag. I'm like, "Oh, we're missing something." You know what?
And with Taco Bell, I think the same thing for them with the customers. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You didn't shoot anybody. This was a twist. I didn't see that coming.
I'm working on a theory. Taco Bell makes one meal in the morning and then just keeps recycling it from their shitter all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so real.
Yeah. We'll just put a little bit of cheese on this one, put a little bit of lettuce on this one, wrap this one.
I honestly think Taco Bell has an artificial intelligence that generates the recipes for the. It's like input the same 7 ingredients that we have, lettuce in quotes, cheese in quotes, beef in quotes, you know what I mean?
Tomatoes.
Yeah. And then it's just like, Dorito nacho cheese pie. I'm like, that's what we serving this month, guys. Introducing the new Doritos nacho cheese pie.
There was a glitch.
Yeah.
Oops, extra chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, what, Taco Bell?
Wow, who knew grilled cheese chocolate burrito? This is delicious because it's all the same ingredients. I don't even really talk bad about Taco Bell's food because all of it tastes the same. If the tacos taste like the burritos, like the Mexican pizza, like what are we even mad about?
Yeah, if somebody said they only like some things at Taco Bell, I'd be like, what? The soda tastes like the ground beef in quotes. Yeah.
Well, that's minimum rage.
Thank you. I love it.
Hopefully he gets a good defensive lawyer because I think that's an open and shut case, buddy. Open and shut like that Taco Bell was. All right, so the episode title.
Well, let me say this, please, if I may, before you begin your week of shows. We do have to mention, because a listener some time ago said, when you do these wrap-up shows, can you put the show episodes in the title? So to keep things in order, we do have to mention episode 3613, almost a surprise episode. I didn't plan on doing it at first. Follow Your Heart with Bianca Brady, where I talked about coming back from my mom's funeral. That made me feel so good to get out, and just wanted to say thank you to Bianca.
I also wanted to say that Keith fully knew that whatever he requested will be said yes to, because who says no when someone's mom just died? And he's like, why don't we just do it live? We turn that into a regular show. I know that we're supposed to be on vacation. And we were like, yes, of course. Yes. That sounds, yes, obviously. Yes.
I have a theory about that I'll get to in a second. But we can't start without asking on the show, was Bianca an asshole?
Well, if you have to pick somebody, no, she was very nice and very inquisitive and all that. But no, of course, never out of pocket, the great Bianca.
This episode was indeed live.
Yes.
Yes. And Keith, did you see this? Now that I'm thinking back, I definitely saw at some point, and she might have even said it, I don't remember. It was basically, like, this isn't the way I would grieve, but we all know Keith Malley. And here we are, live about his mom's funeral. Totally normal.
Well, also, at a funeral, you get to talk and you get to get, you know, not not complaining necessarily, but you're getting things off your chest. You know, you're talking about a dead relative, this kind of thing. Well, because my mom had dementia for years, my dad turned everybody, you know, away by being a weirdo that was her friend, moved her an hour away. Nobody showed up. So even if I went to the funeral, I wouldn't have anybody else other than my siblings to share things with. And that felt important.
Yeah, I feel like as a longtime listener of the show, like, this is definitely the closest to like a healthy emotional response we've ever seen from Keith.
Thank you.
I feel like every year it's like, oh, okay, he's becoming a real boy.
Yeah, like Pinocchio. Like a little tweak.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's updated the firmware. He's he played music until he cried. That's close enough to crying because your mom died. Like, fuck it. Who am I to tell this motherfucker how to cry, you know?
All right, you want to watch Keith get mad? I happen to see this email come in. Here we go. Let's see. This person said, I invited a bunch of people to the marathon, said, hope you're doing well, all this shit. At the moment, this person is focusing on their acting and started to get a little traction. Now it's a quote. Your email reminded me that I have wanted to ask you guys to take down my old episode on your show. Just doesn't match what I'm putting out in the world now. Thank you for reaching out. Keep killing it.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? You have to say. My mom died. Who is it?
I texted it, but I mispronounced.
Honest to God, who the fuck is that?
No. Sorry.
Never heard of this person. I listen to every episode of Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, I don't know Perry. Good. Hi.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Perry Strong, as opposed to Perry L, who was in your book. Yeah, we liked him very much. I think he might have talked about.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna say the email was from Danny Vega and it said, "Gotcha, bitch." Now you know what it's like to cry.
I just got it, and it's just so funny. It's such a nice email, and it's like, "Oh, your email reminded me. Get me off your shit."
Right,
and obviously I'm not coming to your neck thing because, well, who knows what I'll say?
He was on once in 2020. The show is called "The Diagnosis with Perry Strong." I don't necessarily remember it, but the description: President Trump tested positive for the COVID-19 hoax. You know, obviously a wink. Keith's poker injury, family sobriety, and trauma. So he got personal. That must be what happened. God damn it.
And that's frustrating because I think sometimes people panic, and I'm like, you do know. And when people do this, you go, most people aren't going to remember you. Like, people that do this, they're not going to ask
you. The hosts are like, wait, what did we say?
By the way, I guess I said nothing important, Perry. I didn't do nothing. Me and Henda didn't do nothing for an hour.
Right.
The answer is no.
No.
Honestly, I don't even know if I should even respond.
No. Goodbye.
Right?
No, end. Goodbye.
If you're cool with it, I'm just going to not respond.
I'm cool with it. I insist.
Okay. No, because I was going to write, like, that's not what we do.
No,
but
goodbye.
Why should I even put out the effort?
Why?
Sounds good.
Why?
Thank you. All right.
The fuck is he going to say? It's just going to be bad, whatever happens from this point on. This is actually the best it can be, this moment we're experiencing right now.
Right.
It will only go down from here if you continue to engage.
What if I just hit reply and say, dude, Keith's mother died?
Right back, LOL.
And that's it.
That is
LOL.
LOL, roll eyes emoji.
I'll keep killing it, but don't be too personal with anybody because they'll keep asking you to take your show down.
Just the letter K.
Yes, that's the thing that kills me. Just put K. Just no explanation. K.
Right back, miss you much. When he breaks back, what? Go, oh, I thought I'd be a weirdo too. God damn
it. Here's the thing. We'll take it down, but you got to come back, re-record the episode. We bring up all the same topics from the day. Reinsert it into the feed at that moment, and then we'll do it. You can be the new you now. You happy? We'll make it a fucking tradition. We'll do this every year that you update your resume. We'll record a new episode in that place.
Your shows were live, and we put numbers on our shows.
Yes,
right.
And my thing is, you didn't see the big ass red dot that said we're live.
Right.
I don't understand.
What were you going to say? What would you have
said? I like your new career of bore. Your whole new career is to be a bore.
Right. What would you have said? Hey, so Perry, how'd you grow up? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won't say that. I might try to make it one day and they gonna find out that I fucking got a family, bro.
I don't get it. I love how people right away, you know, just get this giant head of I'm going to be canceled. Okay. You know what? As far as I know, cancellation means you just get other work that matches more your right. audience that wants to see you. You just get more of a niche situation for more money. Now people are defending you. Now you have a whole army behind you and they're called, instead of an audience, you have an army.
Right.
Just get out of here. This is not my problem that your career is something else. What if you wanted to be a teacher? Well, I got to talk to all your children. Get out of here.
It's never the people who would be canceled either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's never the people that you think back to their episodes and go.
Because they don't give a shit.
You've never wrapped up an episode and went, I can't believe this motherfucker said. We got to put this out right away because they're going to take this down. This is crazy.
By the way, I'm sorry, but name someone who was canceled other than the victims of the people who think they're canceled.
Louis C.K. is doing Madison Square Garden again, for the record.
Yeah. And by the way, Louis C.K. is doing great. What about all his victims? Name them. Right. That's right. Real cancellation. I can't even name them. I can't name anyone in Hollywood. I know Louis C.K. I know Epstein. Who else do I know that got, quote, canceled that I know the fuck out of your name?
Right.
Well, I don't know any of these victims' names. I even know Camille.
Right. Bill Cosby's going back on tour.
Yeah, who got canceled? The people who fucking outed them. I don't know any of their names. That's why when people are marching in the streets, they say their name. You know why? Because we got to all look that shit up. That's real canceled shit.
Rachel Sennett asked to have her show taken down. She's in the new movie Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. In it, by the way, she's a podcaster. So maybe her fake character can appreciate the work a podcast takes. Because your character in the movie understood it's hard work. She was telling people that were making fun that she did a podcast. She goes, I was talking about sex stuff. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is so sexual. And all her Instagrams are still so sexual. It's like, well, take down your shit.
Oh, you know what will be great? Is when people start, like comedians start making it, and then they talk to OnlyFans and go, can you take down what I did?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not doing OnlyFans now?
Can you?
Oh, should I scrub your record?
Can you throw out my...
Should I take your ass down? Is your Instagram full of your fucking butthole that you got, you put a little cherry there, and now I look at your butthole? Is that cool? Is that the kind of podcast we're doing?
You know those panties you paid $200 for? Can you throw them out? I'm a new person now.
Oh my god!
And why are you shaming? Why isn't your platform "Don't shame my fucking life that I lived"? Why isn't that your platform instead of I'm so afraid to be canceled for being me. Relax, relax. As soon as somebody tries to cancel you, you've made it. Good luck.
I'd almost be okay with it if they could name one thing they said from the episode.
Right?
Because I guarantee you they can't.
If they don't say show. They say, can you take out this part? And it's like, all right, can you give a fuck and give me a timestamp? And if they give a timestamp, it never matches. It's the laziest timestamp. It's halfway through something. That includes a callback that now makes no fucking sense. Fuck out of here. Now you're just a weirdo. Now I know these people are just weirdos.
And this is how we start last week. You're welcome, everybody. Let's get going.
We're back, baby. We are back.
Well, the poll for that episode, 3613, was about me not going to the funeral. And the poll was, is there someone in your life that you would not see under any circumstances? 41% said yes, meaning, quick math, 59% said no, there's no one in their life. I can't believe it. I believe people aren't thinking, or they're the asshole.
Or some people are not our age yet. Some people don't know how much they hate somebody.
I don't care if they're 12. There's nobody.
Nobody took your ball.
Yeah.
Nobody pissed you off.
I do think that is a good point, Hem. It does take a while to learn that you hate people. It's not even that you don't hate them. Sometimes it takes a while. The term people make where they say, like, I hate friends that I have to perform emotional labor for. And I'm like, because that's not your fucking friend. You know what I mean? Like, when you're like, if you pick up the phone, you're like, this motherfucker, you don't even know yet. You hate that person. Now I got to wait 5 years for you to go back and be like, do you know I hate that motherfucker? He's like, yes, I knew the whole time.
Remember, so, yeah. Remember when, yeah, and we have almost 18 years of this from, I'm still friends with all of my exes. And then it's not like I had more interaction with them in the last decade. I actually did not. And somehow I found things like, I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't like that. And I didn't like you. I just didn't know that that was allowed in a way, right. You know? And I'm just like, oh, right. That was stupid. And I tolerated it. No, I don't like you. I think you're actually a bad person.
Yes, 59% of the audience was wrong. That's it. And,
I think
they'll figure it out.
No one's thinking. Yeah, nobody's thinking it through. There's a Diamond Dogs in your VIP. Might be new to some of you. Craig Klein was on it, and he's like, you know, I'm not shitting on you, Keith, but no, I don't have this level of hate to your dad. It's just something I can't understand. I could be in a room with anybody. Okay, your ex girlfriend? Oh fuck no. Okay, that was. What a puzzle we got through.
It wasn't even just, oh, fuck no. It was, oh, fuck no. And why did y'all have her on your podcast? What?
Well, I didn't know there's all this behind the scenes that she said you stole her dog and all this shit. Like, but, yeah, of course there's somebody. Of course there's somebody.
May I say this for Craig, please? Your ex, Hari, when we had her on the show, we had high hopes. Her and whoever the fuck she was with, we fucking hated that episode. We almost didn't put it up, okay? So feel good about that. We were never gonna see her again, even if you begged us to have her on. So we feel the same. They both sucked. Re-listening to that episode, we had to consider going like, was this dude too drunk and too up this woman's ass and she's pretending she doesn't know it like we're a whole bunch of children. No thank you to her, and we totally get why you would divorce her. We're divorcing her for you. That's three divorces between her and whoever, plus our audience. We just all divorced her. Yucky.
I remember we did that show, and I liked Craig less, not because of something she said, because he knew her, because they lived together in a bed.
That's the one time y'all were hoping someone would email in and be like, can you take that episode down? Like, oh, thank God. Yeah, we were, okay, so you put us over the edge because we, out of integrity.
The programming was already written. Oh, my God, the email's in. Enter.
I did want to, I like the quote, is sleep disguised depression.
Or is it just fun? Or is it just great?
Yeah, it's a great observation.
It can be, yes, because I've been that person.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I've had that before. Is Lucy Pohl alive? I feel like we need an update.
Oh, that's true. She had food poisoning she was scheduled for our show, which worked out because I had dad bitching to do anyway. But
yeah.
I did see her dancing around on a beach.
Okay.
Good. Social media. Very adorable. Very gorgeous. So I think she's okay.
We love to hear it. I did find out about Keith's mom right before the game show.
Right.
I was a bit thrown off. I knew, the long story short, I had to go back to New York on very short notice.
Right.
And so I just didn't have time for anything other than just fucking like getting here and all that shit. So, thank you. And I knew that Bianca had the next last week wrap up. So I was like, oh, I'll catch up when I get to New York. And so, ironically, day before I'm about to head on a plane again, I'm doing some KATG stuff. Last time it was the marathon. And, him is just like, okay, so spoiler alert, Keith's not going to be here. His mom died. No, she goes, are you caught up on the show? So I'm a little behind. And she's like, okay, well, Keith's mom died. And I'm just like, where do we go? Why are we still here?
Hey, all you assholes.
And so in the, you know, they give you like 5 or so minutes where it's like, we're going to let the audience in, play a little music or something like that.
Right.
And so in that 5 minutes, that's when I texted Keith to be like, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, it felt weird to me, it would have felt weirder to go through the show without saying something, you know what I mean? So and then you know, we went out there and we made history. We made the first ever game show. We had ended in a three-way tie.
That's funny. Totally
it threw everybody off, especially Hemda, because you know Hemda's extra competitive, and she was like, we'll be here all night till we get a winner. And it's like, no. keep in mind, it was him's idea for us to do something weird and different because Keith wasn't going to be there. And I was like, what's better than Keith's not here and we all were like friends and everybody ends the thing on the same page?
Right.
That's you know what, Rod? I'm so glad that you were there. I am so glad that we had people that we are just so super comfortable with, and it wasn't like the rando guy that you know, maybe and Nick Vatterott was like the most unfamiliar, and he was still very, very cool. Because I was in my own head. I have no idea what happened that day. I have no idea what when you say there's a three-way time, like, yeah, I probably wasn't good about that. Okay, that all checks out. Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay, half the people, I was trying to read everyone's faces before I told them, you know, Keith is not going to be there. I'm like, some people are, you know, in the show, and Nick Vatterott is like the only one that probably doesn't have this information, but I'm checking Rod's face, and I'm just like, okay, I don't know how to, how do you, Keith's mom died. Anyway, we have 5 minutes, so get a drink. I think that's how it happened. I have no idea.
But when you say, how are you? I would like to assume Rod didn't go, fucking great. You?
Well, he always says the same thing. He goes, can't complain. So I'm like, well, he's not going to complain now that Keith's mother's dead.
Right,
like,
my
that's
mom's
not
alive.
Why he
can't
starts.
Complain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My face was full of like, hey, where's my buddy Keith? Like, it was, hey, what's the kid getting here? It's like, oh yeah, this is some bad news. Now he would have been here, but I was like, oh, his internet's out or something. Like, yeah, because he's not home. His mom died. I'm like, oh,
I gotta rewatch that. I feel like that should be a rewatch party because I do not want to watch it alone. But this just, I was probably such a weirdo and I couldn't think about it. I'm just like, and now game show time. It's game show. This is so exciting.
You have to give him, this producer mind, so much credit though, because you walked us through all the technical stuff and then you were like, all right, so Keith's not coming. And
it was like, okay, now that we can hear everybody and everybody's crystal clear, so you can all hear me and can't nobody say they missed this point.
Xerxes is going to text you. You'll let everyone in the room. You'll send the text to so-and-so, da-da-da. You get a code. Cool. And Keith's mom's dead.
Well, we don't want you. We can't. The mic check can't have you doing solemn voices, right? We need your regular voice for a mic check.
Let's keep everything happy and let's get some jokes out here, guys. No, it's going to go real goops. Don't worry about all that.
And use the voice you used earlier. All right, here we go.
Still had a great time. The other thing, the last thing for this episode, no one showed up to the funeral.
Right. Just my siblings.
Even after your dad's extremely gracious change of heart.
Even after his change of heart and decided, you know what, I am going to invite people after all. He did, you know, he put, if you went to the, so stupid. At the wake was, hey, the funeral is going to be here. So if you went to the viewing, when I say wake, when you went to the viewing, you knew about the funeral. So, you know, people could have went to the funeral. Right. Anyway, also he invited, then he decided to invite everybody at my mom's healthcare place, everybody at the funeral. Of course, no one came. You know,
it would be inappropriate.
It'd be odd. Yeah. It'd be odd. Yeah. Also, the only one they liked was my mom, not him. He got kicked out. They had to make up COVID scares. My dad would like brag to my brother, like, I went in there and I would cheer everybody up and I'd run up and down the halls and take her in the wheelchair and scream. They had to make up. There's COVID-19 problems every time you visited. You're not beloved.
Yeah. No, you're not.
You're behated.
They see him pull up in the parking lot. Get the hazmat suit out.
Yeah,
but this is so his MO. Like,
pull out the COVID-19 sign.
When you were a kid, he used to come to your school.
Sorry. Rod was just making it like the closed open sign on a restaurant door. It's like, and oh, here he comes, COVID-19.
That's how Taco Bell got shot up. Right. Be careful.
That's what happened. He was like, nope.
They throw burritos at him and go, we're closed.
Oh, man. All right. That's it for that episode. Next episode, no good.
1 hour in, we're one episode in.
Yeah. Now, the good news is I have the same commentary for y'all's last week that week.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. That's right. It's the same show, right?
Oh, technically, we're two in.
By the way, the game show, if you gave to the Kickstarter at any level, you have that. So check whatever email you used for Kickstarter. If you don't have it, you can email us. And it's in the store for $20. But like I said, you have it for free if you gave it to the Kickstarter at any level, 2022. That's the mojitos from 2 weeks ago. All right, here we go.
It's honestly worth, it's even worth going to get the $20 just to see what do I look like when I just learned somebody died and I'm trying to be funny anyway, okay? That's also why I'm a monster, right? Like, that's also the problem. Like, we had a thing that happened at work where someone pranked us by saying one of the writers choked the producer.
Okay.
And I was like, everyone came in my office for some reason, like to hide out and to be like, because they're like, he's coming, they're going to kick him out, guys. We don't know what's going to happen. Right. You mind if I stay in here with you? Uh-huh. And I was just like, I was like,
on joke time.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, can you picture little Stu? Because Stu's really short. I was like, can you picture big ass Sid like putting Stu against the wall? Everybody's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, oh, I thought we were all funny. I'm sorry. All right. Episode 3614, St. Mally.
Yes.
And every time I hear that, the title, I go, Saint Anger of My Head.
Yeah, my mom put on the tombstone. It's a joint tombstone now. Saint, called his, my mom a saint. And that's, of course, is only so that that means he's a saint. So saint is written for both of them on the tombstone. He doesn't know his death date. So it's not there. So if his isn't there, why should my mom's be there? So he pretends she never really died, and nobody will know looking at a tombstone when my parents died. Sure. Thank God none of us kids had kids. Because yeah. I thought finding our ancestry was hard as it is. He's not helping.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not Saint Princess Mally, you know, to get it all in one thing.
Right. You know.
It's so sacrilege to just call someone a saint, isn't it? Isn't it like?
It's not the fact. I mean, the whole thing's bullshit. So who cares? But yeah, it's if he believes it's something, then that's what it is. Then I'm surprised he didn't write doctor. I'm looking over. We're finishing up the dad emails book, and oh my God, I mean, he has 3 doctorates. He almost went to Oxford. Never saw a passport in his life, but somehow he's gonna go to England.
Party. Did they just vote him in?
Him and George Santos?
Yes.
He mentally taught the Canadian weightlifters how to win at the Olympics. Never saw an Olympic with him in my life on TV. Okay. Never. He never told me about the joys of weightlifting.
Your dad is the original George Santos.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
That's so crazy. That's what I was going to say earlier is the way you talk about like when you'll be like, my mom just died or something, and you use it like either as a joke or whatever. Right. It I think is because your dad only used emotion to manipulate, so you still kind of see it that way, like through that prism, like even being funny or being like kind of serious, like something happened to me. How do I cash in on this? has the Catholic Church been notified of your mom saying
he's not picking up his phone?
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
I know they've been busy with the last Pope dying, so maybe it's like in some paperwork or something, right. But I feel like, you know, you should go ahead and... Did she know when she was alive that she was a saint?
He didn't treat her like one, I would think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what made her a saint.
Having to deal with all that,
all that patience.
If he was that self-aware, that would be dope.
You want to hear something funny? Do you guys want to hear something funny? First off,
made it clear. No.
Sure, Mike.
right.
We need to sign an NDA.
Can I
actually
share a story?
Don't worry about it, because if I don't like it, I'll just ask you to take it down.
My dad, you know, he would do this to everybody, but he'd say nice things to Ken to get his attention. He would send my brother Ken. We do daddy issues in your VIP. He would send shitty things to my brother just to get anything to get a reaction, and he wasn't getting one. My dad sent my brother $1,000. He got a phone call. My brother doesn't know if the other siblings got, because he doesn't want anybody to feel left out. But I'm like, nobody cares. We're all fucking adults. Obviously, I didn't get one. But yeah, now he's just flat out paying you off with the rest of mom's money.
Oh my God.
Is it because was the house sold?
The house sold $250,000, I believe. So.
So now he thinks he has money.
Yeah.
That's the most money he's ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
That's really nerve-wracking because when people win the lotto, they lose their money. Imagine just this amount. And he already racked up, you know, I mean, that funeral dinner must have cost. Right. Am I right? $23? What was the total?
Right.
There's a lot.
And
hey, extra checks mix, guys. Right. Whatever you want.
And there's no way that he would have let my mom get an honest will through. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no way.
Oh, wait. He also, holy shit, if he didn't. I assume he had insurance on her because
life
that's
insurance. That's his job.
I assume.
The irony, right?
Never right. know. He's such a scammer. You never know.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. If she didn't have life insurance.
Mm-hmm. And he sold it, right?
Yeah.
Oh you God. Know what? You know what? It wouldn't be surprising if he's trying to pay everybody off because he's blowing through that money. And then when all that money's gone, he's going to be like, hey, somebody's going to take care of me, huh?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
You also brought up that the term codify in the law.
Yeah.
And you're right. I have heard the term before, but it does feel like some like pinky swear bullshit.
Yeah. Are these laws? Like,
no. Yeah. We extra believe gay people can get married.
Right.
Like what?
And I don't like that nobody wants to look stupid. I saw this being a waiter. So easy to get away with things like what is a ribeye? And I'm like, the shoulder, the back, the cut of the, you know. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. Like, nobody wants to be dumb. So right. They're like, everybody acts like we heard the word codify and we knew what it was. Like, well, is there a double codify? Genius. Right.
Ask me what the ribeye is.
What is the ribeye cut?
You know about marbling, right?
Yeah, the fat.
And as we all know about marbling, we all like marbling, right?
Yeah.
Well, ribeye is for you. All right,
okay.
Done.
All right, that sounds good.
medium, medium rare, or are you a monster?
The good way.
Excellent. So
you gave
rare.
Me two
all
choices.
Right, thank
okay,
you
medium
so
rare.
Much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're gonna get a Diet Coke for you. No judgment. See you later.
Like I definitely feel like the other thing is they say like codify now because it's supposed to be like the solution
right.
to the fact that the Supreme Court was like, man, fuck them laws. We doing what we want to do, and I'm like, even if we codify, how do we know they won't just be like, man, fuck them laws, like. Ain't they the Supreme Court? They can do what they want to do.
Yep.
That's kind of the way they've been operating for a while now is we out here just doing whatever. So I think it just makes people feel smart.
Too much, Rod. That's like a lot of awakeness. You're supposed, I mean, hit the snooze button a little bit, right?
Sorry. See, once you woke, you can't go to sleep. I tell everybody that. Like, once you see it, it is so hard to turn your brain off and take a nap.
The best part of the Elon Musk going on stage with Dave Chappelle video y'all played.
Right.
Is the most underrated part. It's when he gets the mic after being booed and goes to Dave Chappelle, what should I say? What was the plan, Elon?
He didn't have one. I don't think he ever has a plan. And maybe it's just me. He was better off when everybody thought he was smart.
Yeah.
But once he started talking, I was like, oh, he's an idiot. So people, please could stop saying that he's this brilliant, intelligent man, because he's not.
Well, he's a man. That's what we do. You know, we start with an assumption of like a bunch of shit we didn't earn.
And well, then he is brilliant. That doesn't mean that he can grab a mic and say things. It means that he can work behind the scenes. It's I know that it just seems like we're having a conversation, but I don't stay this fucking alert on every conversation I have. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, I'm not trying to find the best whatever response. I'm just trying to be me. But you take the mic. Dave Chappelle started this when he was 14 years old. He doesn't come to your work and go like, pass the wrench. Let me fix this Tesla real quick. What's the big deal? It's a car. You can't just grab a mic and expect to like say something.
I think once Elon Musk made a fart sound come from your Tesla car horn, that's when we should have been like, whoa. Whoa.
Maybe not. Yeah. It's funny because like you would think he's had all his time after SNL to be like, next time.
Not
you know, it's
thing.
Like when you get beat up as a kid and you're like, oh, next time right. I'm fucking hit him with my book bag and then I'm gonna kick him down and run. Like you would think for the rest of his life he's just like, next time I'm in live and I'm some comedy, I'm gonna at least have one line that's gonna kill him. I'm not gonna look like that again. He was like, what should I say? It's like, no, Elon, no.
All his stupid tweets are affecting my Doge. What he should tweet out is just literally a bunch of ones and zeros, and then we see that and we go like, that's probably pretty fucking smart.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It will. You see smart again.
Yeah. This is quantum chess shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he should have did with Twitter the whole time is just tweet shit people don't understand.
Yeah,
that's it. Then we would have been like, oh, because he's just so fucking smart. No, we're not. We're stupid. We can't understand Elon, but instead he's like making dad jokes and it's like, well, we do know that's stupid. Like, don't say that. But no, that's my favorite part. It's the most underrated part of video. Everyone that brings it up, I'm always just like, bro, what he said, what should I say? Why he's being booed? It's like you brought yourself out here to be booed. You don't even know you're in the dump tank at the fucking carnival. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why do you need this so bad? That's the most sad version. Stop needing it. Ew, stop it. Right. Just be
having billions of dollars is supposed to make you not need the things that the rest of us need.
Yeah, just pretend like you're good. Ugh.
Right. You got billions of dollars and you need approval, motherfucker? What?
This makes me think of, not that this guy's a genius, but Trump's NFTs that we talked about on that episode. Mm-hmm. Photoshop pictures of him, like he's on space, looking like Superman, cape, hands on hips. He's a Wild West man with, you know, looks like he's from the West. He's like, I got my NFTs. He supposedly made at least $4 million on that. They're worth nothing now because he said, oh, I never really thought about them as a money-making thing. I just thought they were cool pictures. And so everybody lost any kind of money and blah, blah, blah. But
although if you got the Marilyn Monroe one with his head on Marilyn, that was really good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like all AI generated and stuff. And people were saying like the watermarks were still on some of them. God damn, man. That dude could sell anything to those people. Like there's just a certain type of person that's like, I don't give a fuck if it's a Trump steak or it's a fucking NFT. Right. I'm giving this man my money. Oh, man. What's the poll?
The poll was, because we brought up Bill Cosby saying he's going to do a new stand-up tour. Would you see Cosby live if he didn't get any of the money from your free seat? Yeah. And I thought about it. I wouldn't. I never even saw when he was on, all the accusations were coming out, there was a Amazon Prime special called I'm Not Finished Yet. I'm like, well, this is some fucking balls. I don't think the title's an accident. And I couldn't bring myself to see that. I couldn't bring myself even yet to see Louis C.K.'s black and white movie, you know, okaying weird sex age differences. So I voted no. One person voted yes. I can't shit on it too much, but that's interesting. Yeah. I bet it's Felicia Rashad. I bet you. She will not let it go.
I hope it's the person that would heckle him. Because that's my favorite thing about this fucking tour.
I do like those.
He forgot that the last tour ended not because of the accusation, but because people were just showing up like, hey, you fucking rapist.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill Cosby, you rape people, you piece of shit. And he's like, oh, just don't pay any attention. Yeah. And they're like, no, you are a terrible person. And I told my son. And it's like, no one wants to hear this fucking joke. And I was glad because it also ruined the fucking people who bought the tickets on purpose. It ruined because they're like, shut up. And
that's not the time. Like, when's the time? Is his house the time? When is the time?
It feels real uncomfortable when you say his special, I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Like, I just picture you because a lot of some of the women talked about like halfway waking up. And I just picture that's the quote they heard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Who knows what the new special is going to be titled, you know?
Who knows?
Back on my grind.
You know what? And Keith, the second vote is going to be the lawyers that defend him. They're just going to be one big group. They're all just going to show up together because they're still getting paid.
Well, we put the poll on Reddit also. Four people said yes. So a little more. That's a crazy crowd, though.
That person and then the lawyers. We're just going to send the lawyers.
The Reddit is wild.
I saw Chris D'Elia is back on charges again. Or not charges, accusations for what that's worth. Mm. Some clubs have canceled his shows. They're saying that he started a new account on social media, hit on underage women, and leave voice messages and everything. Ugh. Then, but it's funny because I do hate listening to his podcast. And I like the way he treats his wife shitty. Like, the whole thing is fascinating to me. Like, I don't understand what's going on. So I listen. He says, hey, if you ever see somebody out there acting like it's me and there's not a blue check mark, don't get finessed. You're being tricked. And it's like, why did you just tell on yourself? What right. the fuck? And now all this shit comes together? What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
And help himself.
We mentioned in that show also about Andrew Tate, who... the cops over there in where's he at? Romania? Yeah. The cops over there say it's not because of this, but I don't see how it can't be. He got caught, I believe, because he put out a video shitting on Greta Thunberg, the 19-year-old who wants to save the planet, saying, hey, you know what? Hand me that pizza over here. By the way, all my cars leaving exhaust all over the place. Fuck you, you little girl. Here's pizza.
Even though he can drive one at a time, right?
Right, right. Here's pizza. We're not going to recycle the boxes. Fuck you. And he shows the boxes. The boxes have a QR code. The QR code leads Romania, who was looking for him for sex trafficking and rape, and they arrest him. I believe it. Absolutely, it's from this video. Anyway, another thing he did was when he would sex traffic these women, he made them tattoo, or he tattooed them, owned by Tate on their body. What the fuck? And surprise, surprise, what's his MO? Women are less than, be an alpha male. Like, get a different fucking platform.
Right.
When you're doing the shit.
I believe the police on this one. I know I hate to say it, but they don't got no black people over there, so they're probably telling the truth. I believe the police when they say it's like months long of investigation and shit and witness testimony, and they were tracking them down. And the woman who started the like pizza box thing, even though she tweeted it like she knew for a fact, she went back later to be like, oh no, I was speculating and I didn't know, which I'm like, that makes you more weird.
Right.
Like, why would you should have just left the lie or left it up there like you're the smartest person in the world and you fucking got some inside dope. Being like, I just figured that's how they caught him. I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
It's so, anyway, but I'm glad he caught him.
Among other places, Rolling Stone put out an article about Chris D'Elia, speaking of tattoos, and that Chris D'Elia, listening to the show, he says, he keeps saying we have a cult. This is a cult we're part of, blah, blah. And you just think it's like cute. It's not cute. And he convinces these teenage girls to tattoo his name on them in the form of C and D, that it makes a heart. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God.
What are you doing? So and then on his show, he goes, you know what? Let's not call it a cult anymore, babies. That's outdated. Let's not do that. It's like, what the fuck?
What is happening here?
Now that Andrew Tate's in jail, I think we got to calm down on the cult stuff.
This, all right. Now, when Louis
C.K. cult, I meant cunt.
Right.
So close.
When Louis C.K. hears all this stuff.
Hard. My bad.
Sorry. When Louis C.K. sees all this stuff, does he have to play dumb like, the woke mafia, you know, or can he be part of conversations sometimes and be like, yeah, that is fucking out of line.
He has to pretend he's above it all.
Yeah. Well, that's the saddest part about CK is he seemed like a dude that got it.
And yeah, he did get it because he knows what's right and what's not. So he got it. And now he's got to play dumb and everything's people are too woke.
Yeah. Like, that's the sad part about him is I don't know that there's a quote unquote redemption or any of that shit. You know, I get it, but he definitely didn't even he gave up on that one. Yeah. Like, it was like, oh, that looks hard. You know what's easier? Guys, the liberals are the real problem. I'm going over here with these guys.
What do I give up? I guess being myself forever. But other than that.
you just know, like, in the pit of his stomach during some of these conversations or things he's finding out about other people, there's some moral part of him that's like, that motherfucker's sick.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got a problem. I don't know. Like, I would never associate. Well, anyway, I'm going to be on the next. I'm headlining with him next week.
Come to my show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watching The Morning Show season 2 on Apple TV.
Okay.
And Steve Carell plays a guy who's like a Matt Lauer type or something.
Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do love that there's one guy who's like a Harvey Weinstein dude. Mm. And he's like, tries to like be like, cause we're in it together, brother. And Steve Carell's character is always like, you're a fucking monster. I get that I did some very inappropriate work for shit. No.
Bless you. Somebody's outside your door. Bless you. Bless you.
I don't have the power.
Episode 3615.
Yes.
Toxic positivity.
Yes.
What is the internet and recording setup stuff like for Xerxes when you're on these digital nomad trips? Like, are y'all certain? Like, how are you even able to verify or to know, like, if it's going to work?
Right.
Well, thank you for asking. A lot of lessons were learned, and we can answer that question a lot better now. but last time he was there, he hadn't been there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then last time he was there was like 6 months ago or something. The internet was raging the whole time. Everything was cool. His phone was working, all this kind of stuff. And you know, hotels boast, you know, Wi-Fi in the room. In fact, in the room, you hooked into your own personal Wi-Fi. Like we were room like 2206 or something, and you looked for the Wi-Fi for room 2206. So all of this stuff, like, you know, they're on top of it, and it's all cool. And then it's just all of a sudden it drops out of nowhere. All of a sudden it's not good over here. All of a sudden it switches from the room Wi-Fi to your phone, and just, it was just unsteady. I mean, we spent, a couple of days just walking around going, here, there's good internet. We had a gazebo set up. There was a gazebo that was like behind this, that, and the next on the way to the beach, like just in case we were ready, especially for OMAT because it's live on the hour. So for OMAT, we were ready. We would get ready. And then if the internet was doing some shit, we were ready to like run over to that gazebo just in case and do it. But it's just, you know, we have to, the lessons were, not only does the hotel need to boast their Wi-Fi, but we need an actual test. And you could see like the people who are going for digital nomads to come in, they're doing like, they're showing you their internet test. They're showing you their equipment. They're you know, and in Malaga, we were able to like tap right in there. He was able to break into the whatever situation, what is that called?
Sounds like hacking and shit.
It's not really, but yeah. But he managed to, like, you know, get into the router, and it was, it thought we were in China. So he at least said, you know, hey, we're in the Dominican Republic to that router. Like, shit like that wasn't as available. He's looking at the antennas. Everything's pointing the wrong way. If only he can get on the roof and point it this way. And
but what do you do, though? Do you ask to test out a room for an hour?
Like, we did ask, we asked for, do you have a business center? And one of the hotels, and we visited the hotels nearby, like, we can switch over to you. Like, so one place we were like, do you have a business center? And he's like, we could lend you a computer. Like, they just, as soon as they understood that we're trying to work in their paradise, in their like situation, they were like, what? And they just kind of like lowered their whole shit. They're just like, I think we're done helping you. We don't know what you're trying to do. So it was just uncomfortable and uncomfortable, and it was like
working here.
And yeah, Keith, on your side, Keith, is there a lot of editing and stuff you have to do to get the show, you know, to, you know,
no, but there's a lot of false starts.
So we did one of the nights, we did or one of the afternoons, we did like 15 minutes in, and then we're like, we got to scrap this whole thing. And we came back hours later to try the internet there, because Xerxes and I kept doing math. Like, at 6:30, everyone goes to dinner. So we'll do the show first, then we'll go to dinner afterwards. You know, so at 6:30, they might not be at 9 o'clock. The show starts and everybody's at the show. So we'll do the show. We'll do our show at 9 because they have their phones put away. They're not in their internet in their room. Like, just stupid shit like that. But it just, that doesn't mean anything. You're just kind of like trying to. So sometimes there was a day where we were on with Keith for hours until we just came back and did that midnight show.
Well, that's interesting, because obviously listening to it later, I don't know any of this. Mm-mm. So, like, I can hear that y'all were like, oh my God, this is so difficult. But I'm listening to the show like, this sounds fine.
That's good.
Like,
on our end, it was no problem, you know.
Yeah, because y'all didn't break down, like, what everything on the show, like you're doing right now, to where I would have been like, oh, they're almost over this shit. Like, because Keith even sounded, like, over where he's like, yeah, so I mean, this is obviously not gonna work, and we have to figure something out. You can come back, and I'm like, it's working right now. What the fuck are you talking about? And it's like, oh, because there's 4 hours of bullshit.
Yeah, hours and hours. No exaggeration. One day it was a whole day. There were hours. We were trying different hours. It was wow.
And our show isn't digital nomadish in that we're gonna show you all the fuck ups. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, here's my show where I'm plugging in a router, and well, okay, yeah, I guess you got your show out, Digital Nomads.
Yeah,
it's great that it's fucked up because you learn lessons.
You guys are professional, and I know the day the sun fucked it up. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you, sun.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, everything was too hot. Right.
Yeah, it would. The sun would start coming in from the cloud, and I'm like, oh shit, wrap it up. This better be the last one. And then Xerxes is like, all right, it's getting hot. And I'm like, there's nothing I could do. And I feel my computer starting to get hot. We just finished the last sentence and Keith goes, good, your shit just started fucking up. And I'm like, this sounds hot. See you later. Goodbye. Gotta close the computer, go into air conditioning.
We also, of course, continue to talk about the passing of Keith's mom and how he's dealing with it. And I noticed that, you know, they say grief comes in waves,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you're never really done. But also, Keith is a wave puncher.
Right.
So what if that's why he's so, like, already adjusted?
I could see that.
Okay.
He's already punching he's been practicing his whole life to punch back these waves of grief. So
he's good and strong. I guess I'm not that strong.
There's really nothing to look at.
I think you could be right. You ever crack your knuckles and then think, I didn't even think to do that. So, So who knows what I'm doing in my sleep, eh?
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
You already knew, bro.
Right.
A ripped passport led to Tim's horrible travel experience.
You know, there was something on Reddit that said this couple went into the airport, and that's when the dude realized that he left his passport at home. She went on the vacation without him. Who's right? Right. And I forgot to say this when we got up to the thing, the person who was like, you can't get on to Xerxes looked at me and said, you can. And I was like, it's one of those like, you're going to come in or out. And I'm just like, no, I don't think that's the right thing to do. And even Xerxes was like, you can go. I'm going to ruin your whole week. And I'm like, yeah, that's how's that going to be fun? You know, you doing all right over there? No, it's not a mojito. Yeah. Smoke all the weed, sweetie pie. You know, I mean, what? Come on.
People are like, I'll see you in a week. You catch my tankini pics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow me on social media.
He's FaceTiming.
I'll let you.
He's FaceTiming you from the passport office, and you're just like, party, Arika.
But like, she can just keep showing me pictures of her feet in the sand. What is happening here?
All right. Oh, man. That's dope. That he was go ahead and go though, because that's the right thing for him to do, and then he knows the right thing for you to do is to say no,
right?
And so yes, no. But yes, right? Like how would you guys feel about me if I did? Because I wasn't when I read that on Reddit. I was like, that's I don't think that anyone should be mad at that woman for getting on that flight. You know, it happens to not be what I chose, but I don't think he should be mad. This is a tough one, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to just hope that never happens to me because I don't know. That's a wild one right there, dog.
And the thing is, it was like a fucking full-time job to get that shit together. Like, y'all had to travel and drive.
And it's like, the best thing I loved about this whole ordeal was something I truly believe in was when you were like, you kind of have to take turns being mad.
Yes.
And if one of you isn't there, there's no turns to be taken. You know, it's like it all falls to one person because the being mad part is also part of carrying the couch, you know, together. Like if both the person who's being like, oh, it's your turn to be mad. Go do your thing. I'm going to hold the couch up. You need that, man. I think it would have been crazy. It would have had to feel weird to do it by yourself either way.
Yes, because I'm with him. I am the type of person, whenever we're having like technical problems or something like that, because Rod's the tech guy, kind of like Xerxes. So I'll start asking like very basic questions. Well, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this?
Back up.
Roderick has a lot of patience, but I could tell he's irritated. But I'm asking just to check, because sometimes in their anger, sometimes you skip sometimes basic things, not on purpose, but you do. And I know sometimes that irritates him, but it's like, I want to help, because I can go in the corner and just leave you alone, but just have you be mad by yourself. Like, I don't have a problem with that at all, but I'm trying to be helpful.
And here's the thing. I would like to hear from Rod. I think the person who is trying the things wants quiet, because as the person who can't do the things, all you're doing is irritating, because I've wanted to. Okay, so later I spilled a drink all over the mm-hmm. keyboard, and I sit there and I'm like, I can't help, and I want to. All I want to do is help. Right. Can I do anything for you? Can I hold the laptop in a way? And you start reaching over, and now you're just in the way, and you just have to, like, I know the best thing for me to do is to just step out of his way, but yes. I'm hoping he goes, sweetie, can I get some water? He never calls me sweetie. I just want to hear, like, pass the wrench. And I'm like, I'll find a wrench. I don't know. I'm at your service. You know, you're just standing there.
Can I get you anything? Give me something to do.
Yes,
I wouldn't ask you for water. The fuck?
Right. You fucked that one up. That's just
stand
up
there.
Be like, with they lid on it, please.
Right. Do you think the spill was subconsciously deliberate?
To make things worse?
On his computer? You know, who knows? Maybe like the passport thing. It's interesting. Both stories, the women had the passport and the men didn't. It's interesting.
Yeah. Actually, thank you for asking. I did spill it on purpose because I really wanted to blow him. I mean, sometimes you just get that feeling and you're like, how does romance start? Like, sometimes you just got to, like, go for it.
You know, yeah. I could just blow him, but why do that?
Is that what happens now that you've established that if when it's on in the household, you just go in and pour a cup of water on something?
It's interesting that Xerxes, anytime he hands her a drink, it's a martini glass.
Yeah. he's handing her like wine glasses that have no stem and shit. He's right. Like, here, go ahead and take a load of that.
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys this. Later, he just poured water all over my laptop one day and said, like, what would you like? I'm like, funny you ask.
He's got like after a football game where they have the Gatorade thing.
Yeah.
Right. Bucket.
Oh, let's get it started up in here. I do prefer the quiet. I don't like only because it's always beyond the scope of what Karen would have been able to fix.
Yes.
And I started there, so it's like this thing that I'll do to my dad, and my dad does it to my mom. It's like a running joke in our household. When you start to do some type of chore, he'll come in and be like, hey, put the dishes in the dishwasher. and like, it's funny because it's annoying, right, but like, right. Yeah, but when it's really serious and I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get this fucking computer to work, it's weird. Did you try plugging it in? It's like, are you calling me stupid? You think I'm stupid, huh?
No, so, I'm not.
It's like, nah, just listen, just give me a blowjob and we'll just start there.
I'm telling you, this is a solution. This is a solution. Just be quiet until it's your turn. And when it's your turn, know what your turn means. That's it. That's it. You cannot help here. You cannot. Just admit it. Accept where you are and accept the work that you can do. That's all.
Sex work is work, guys.
Yeah, whatever.
We fixed it, okay?
Exactly.
Your knowledge and then the post-nut clarity that I gave you.
Yeah.
Fix this computer together.
Who remembers why they're mad after a blowjob? No
right?
one.
You know what's great? This is a real story. Last week, I spilled water on my laptop at work.
See, I'm starting some shit.
And I had to blow myself.
I mean, Karen got on a plane shortly after. That's not a coincidence.
Okay. I'll say emergency. I pulled a Joe Rogan. I said, I got this.
Except the things I could blow and the wisdom to know the difference.
That's right. That's right.
The poll was, will we see someone die on a professional football field in Keith's lifetime? Damar Hamlin, of course, seems to be okay. I mean,
I wrote yes.
He's not going to come back smarter, but he seems to be okay.
I hope not, but yes.
I voted yes too. Somebody said, because, you know, it's like codify. Because they saw it on TV in some article, they're like, you know, somebody already did die. Well, I don't know how old you think I am, but that's when they had leather fucking helmets. And yeah, somebody did die. Exactly. In the early 70s.
But I also think,
even the people that try to technicality count Damar Hamlin is like, you do CPR on people who've gone into cardiac arrest. That's technically death. And I'm like, well, the way I define death is he's not up a week later walking around.
Right.
So I'm going to call him not dead. Maybe I don't know if you broke the news to him, but I'm going to say still alive. Oh,
maybe that's what happened to Jesus. Oh, why they say he died. He didn't really die.
It's Keith's nightmare, right? Like, that's the thing. Right. They declare you dead, and then 7 days later, they find you when they open up the morgue or whatever because, you're not really dead. That could be Jesus was the first one.
That's right. That's right.
let's see. Who will we see somebody down a professional football field in Keith's lifetime? On the forums, two people said no. Everybody else has common sense and sees how dangerous this is.
Well, no, those two people are saying no, not professional, but some kids are going to get dead.
They've died. High school kids have died.
So what if they're like, we won't see it because I don't watch football. I technically will be watching 60 Minutes. So,
Know how long it took us to write that poll? Because we're like in our lifetime and in Keith's lifetime. Well, what is dead? This person saying this thing is dead, and you know, we had a bunch of. If you saw the doc get like delete, 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 restart, delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Oh, the two people, Mr. and Mrs. Goodell, say no. Interesting.
Yeah, right. Keith texted me that night like, y'all got a show now.
Right. Are you guys going to talk about it at all, or did too much time go by, or is it just too sad?
Probably too much time went by, but of course we've been doing practice episodes and writing what we would have been doing, so I got a couple jokes in. It's weird because this was obviously a sad one and it would have been 5 minutes of just like sad shit, but the joke I got in was what that morning we were about to record his he woke up, right. And I said the first question he asked was did we win, because even he can't imagine the NFL would cancel a football game just because somebody died.
Right. Right.
Even he was like, so y'all finished the game, right? Obviously. It's like, no, you're in the hospital, dude.
He thinks everybody's fucking with him. No, seriously. So you're saying we lost or what?
Yeah. But yeah.
I didn't like how all the announcers, ESPN took over, because, you know, that was in the very beginning of the game. And they're like, look, everybody. Football, this isn't so important. Life and death is important. And it's like, well, I didn't say nothing.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Making me like I'm an asshole.
Everyone's worried about the standings right now, and it doesn't matter. It's like, who's everyone?
You didn't even have time to get feedback yet. This just happened.
But you know, so the guy who did the most of that is Adam Schefter, right? He was on the broadcast.
Right.
And the reason Adam Schefter has to pivot to that is because Adam Schefter is not a real reporter. All he does is do breaking news of like, this guy's going to this team and this guy is getting a new contract. So he literally has no reason to be there because I'm just on TV. So I think he had to pivot to like, it's really a shame if you tuned in to watch some football
now. You piece of shit. Sick.
You're a sick piece of shit.
You're going to be seeing us because the commercial times are paid for, and we're not giving anybody none of their money back.
If you expect those men to get back on the field, you're going to have to do it over my dead. You know what? Nope, that's too soon.
that's not appropriate. And you know what? And that's why the crowd stood there, because they said even after the game, everybody in the crowd was like standing looking at us. Should we go home? Are we supposed to go home? Did they really cancel the game?
I had a take that it was dismissed at the time because I think it was too dark for the room at the time. But I pitched it again the next week and everybody was like, I see what you're saying. I was like, I think everybody got mad at the NFL and Roger Goodell and all these people that night. Because we would have watched football if they kept playing.
Yes.
It's like, because this week we had a article that was like, NFL football was out of the top 100 most watched TV programs in America last year. NFL was 82 of them.
82.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yes. And there ain't 82 good games.
Right.
So like we watched the fucking, and I know this won't mean anything to Hemda, but we watched like the Steelers this year versus the Broncos this year more than we watched January 6th.
That might be more than I watched Grace and Frankie, and that's a lot.
So I was like, we would have watched if we all were morally high standing, but if they would have said these guys are getting back on the field, we would have been like, I can't believe they're doing this. Wow, 4th and 13.
Yeah.
They'd be like, let's go, because they don't stop for nothing.
And again, it's the season finale, if you will. It's mm-hmm. you know, the final game that you're finding out who's getting kicked out. And these game, you know, one game affects more than two teams.
Yeah. Everyone would have been mad as hell the next day. Every TV show would have said, how could they do that? And then we would have watched the game on Saturday.
Right.
Like, all right, let's get ready for these playoffs.
We're mad at our drug dealer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The world,
you know how I suck dick for this. Why you keep selling it?
The world's so fucked up that, speaking of January 6th, that's what it reminds me of. When they can't stop the game, I'm like, huh, kind of surprised you did that. But of course, when January 6th happened, I'm like, do people even give a shit? And then they're like, if Fox News is like, even at the time, they're like, because it's live, they have to. But they're like, this is crazy. And I'm like, oh, because I wasn't sure. Everything's so fucking weird.
Yes. That's how it felt that day.
Like bizarre world.
I was definitely like, they should stop
right?
And it's like, and honest to God, if they would have kept playing, I'm like, of course they don't stop this. What was I thinking?
There's been ambulances on the field before and they didn't stop. Yeah, this was
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a surprise. Good.
And that's the first ambulance I've ever seen that ain't had the sirens and the lights on. That was different.
And how long did it take to
on.
How long did it take to cancel the game? Like an hour?
It took 50 minutes. Although they claimed
they had obligations.
Yeah, they claimed they
bad internet.
Right away.
Bad internet.
It got hot. Their laptop got hot.
So somebody spilled water. They was like, oh no. But
the thing is, like, if it took them 50 minutes, I don't even think that's like a thing to be ashamed of, like, because it's never happened before. I could see why. But then they went and lied anyway and was like, no, we knew right away. It's like, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. I was willing to be light on you and be like, you're not a piece of shit because it took you an hour and you probably had to make a shit ton of billion-dollar phone calls that I have no idea how that works. I don't have a fucking TV schedule and advertiser. I don't know how that shit works. Of course, I can just change the channel, but you can't.
Right.
These motherfuckers are like, we told them within 5 minutes. Meanwhile, every player, every announcer was like,
they
told us they were going to play.
Yeah.
So fuck.
They out there throwing the ball. Everybody stretching this shit. They was like, all right, let's go.
Keep warm just in case.
Just, you know, you never know. Well, the truth is actually the players and the coaches made them not do it.
Right.
Like the players and the coaches were the ones who were like, we will not go back out there. And then the NFL was like, oh, yeah, because that's crazy. Like,
right. Yeah, you can see. Yeah, you saw faces on TV that you didn't see before, and that's what did it.
That got to them. I was like, I would not require them, because guess what? At your normal 9 to 5, if you was just to watch that, people would be okay with you. Be like, you know what? I'm using PTO. I'm out of here.
Most jobs, except for Amazon, most jobs would let you go. Amazon would be like, what about those boxes though? Before you go,
I mean, would you mind packing them in a box and sending them home 2 days shipping?
There's also, of course, last week on Keith and a Girl, which I feel the same as I felt about episode 3613. But you also did Diamond Dogs that week.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one question for Diamond Dogs.
Yes.
Obviously, great nickname for your dad, the Lion King.
Thank you.
Probably should have came up with that even faster. It's so perfect. How have your friends been throughout this ordeal with your mom's funeral? How have they been for you?
We make inappropriate jokes about everything. That's what I like. So I can't give you a specific example, but fine. You know, listens to me when I complain, and then you know, so things don't get stale. Every 5 minutes, there's a dark joke.
And if you had to rank them, who's doing the best between Adam and Craig?
They're like twins in that regard.
Too close to call.
Too close to call, to be honest.
Huh. Well, who did the best during the visit?
I'll tell you who did the best joke. The best joke, I think, was Adam, who they were both saying who cared more. And then Adam wrote me in our group chat, and then Adam wrote me in private and said, seriously, though, I hope you're holding up okay. Then as I'm typing thanks, I'm all right. He took a screenshot, showed it in the group chat, and said, "See, Craig, that's how a friend does it."
Nice.
That's pretty good. That's why he's winning right now, Craig.
And so, he also came up with the Lion King, right? That was Adam.
And Lion King was Adam's idea, yeah.
Oh, yes. Damn, Craig. Oh,
yes, but damn. Craig, as I always find a way to defend Craig. Craig is there every Wednesday night.
That's true.
Adam out here trying to raise kids and shit. But Craig's favorite film is Mother, and you think he gets some material out of that.
He hasn't seen The Whale, but The Mother is the best. Well, you don't want to enjoy too much, you fucking liar.
Yeah. Lying prince?
Yeah, my lying friend. Just admit space is dumb and Mother sucks.
That's all we're saying. Yeah. And that's how it's done, guys. That's all the episodes for this last week on KATG. Bianca's going to take it from here and get you guys all the way up to date. So, take it away, Bianca.
Put on your schedules. February 4th. I hope you guys are going to be part of this marathon thing. I got Bianca. She gave me her times. I have a whole bunch of people. Not Perry. Perry's not in. We actually revoked. I got response from Clark Jones, Catherine Heller, Bianca, Rob Hayes, Aaron McGuire, Timothy McLaughlin, Shalewa Sharp, Jeremiah Watkins, Liz Mealy, Josh Gondelman, Mike Kaplan, Chelsea White, Steven Spinola, Brandon Collins, Rachel Green, Craig Klein. Oh, I don't know if I sent to Adam. I'll send to Adam.
Yeah, send that.
Rojo Perez. There's a bunch. There's even more, and we're still just collecting information. When are people available? So, awesome. Wow.
Let me ask you guys this, too. By the way, the episode 3616, Digital Nomads, where, talk about Chemda's fight against liquids. I also talked about taking that road test. The poll was, when you drive, or not taking the road test, because I took a six-hour test. I was supposed to take a five-hour one. I think I'm gonna have to do it in person. Online, I don't know if anybody gets things done. When you drive, do you keep two hands on the wheel?
No.
78% said no. I found it weird. I was practicing on the way to the road test. I'm like, this is awkward. This is dangerous. Yeah. 18% said yes. 4% of our audience said I don't drive.
So wait, I also do 3616?
We just did it. You talked about the liquid. We talked about the liquid. We talked about the poll. Done and done.
All right, cool. I did have things like, what about Deterrest? Okay. What are you going to do now that you're back in person? Do you think he's going
to
show up?
This guy, send out a mass mail saying, hey, we're, VIPs is going to get a whole bunch of shows this week. This is happening, that's happening, blah, blah, blah. And, come and say hi in poker, come and say hi in OMAT, Chemda's Better Yourself Club. And then he rates back, oh, do you want me to come? I'm a fucking weirdo. Oh, thanks for asking. No thanks. So I hope not. I honestly hope not. I don't know. People love being button pushers, though. They love it.
No, we don't have to hope. I'm sorry. I think we're at a place where if you can hear us, you can't come. I'm sorry. I don't need this shit. It's KTG week for the first time, live in person. And no, you will not get there early. You will not get front row seats. You might be able to sit in the back, but one peep that I don't like, you're kicked out. I will give you your money back. I don't care. I don't care.
Yes. No. Shout out the boundaries. Yeah. The other thing was Keith cried at a movie.
Yeah.
And all the movie had to do was to mirror his life exactly. If I would have just known that was what he was looking for from movies this entire... Why have you even gone back to other movies? I feel like you finally found what you were looking for the whole time.
Yeah, I shouldn't push it. A Man Called Otto was exactly what I was going through in my life. Driving test to somebody's dad, something in my personal relationship. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, achievement unlocked. Now you know how the rest of us feel that have empathy, that can relate to other people's problems and stuff. That's how we feel all the time. So we can be like, oh, this aging mom and daughter don't get along. Oh my God, that's so sad. I'm going to cry.
You guys can relate. You're like, I know somebody with hot dog fingers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The directors need to just check in with what's going on with you before they start making their movies these days. So this guy, the podcast wouldn't work because the internet was down. He's just bawling in the front row. All right, that is it now. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank
Bianca, now you can take them from 3617 to the current wherever you're at, and you know, good luck and good job.
And don't forget, the time is always right to do what is right.
Damn.
Deep
bars.
This was something I'm thinking.
Okay. Can we end every episode that way now?
Well, it's not always MLK Day.